time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from NPR News is here. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Steve.
How are things?
Things are great.
What about me? No good morning to me.
Good morning, Jill.
Thank you, Marianne.
All right. She's over there right next to you. Maybe she just was in your peripheral vision. You couldn't see her.
You were the one who said good morning
That's
to me.
True.
So
That's
I
true.
Was just responding.
But
we are
part of a unit.
Good morning, unit.
Yes. There's a lot going on this weekend.
What's going on this weekend?
Unit. Yeah. So we have, it's a very playful weekend.
Okay.
It's all about play. And it starts tonight, folks. Your weekend starts tonight at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, where it's bike night. You know, it's bikes and beer and.
Okay, now wait a minute. Is this a thing where you're actually allowed to bring your bike into the gallery?
Yes. You can bike right into the museum.
Okay. And did you say beer? Like there's alcohol involved too?
Oh, yes. You know, you should not drink and bike excessively.
No.
But there's beer around and available.
Now,
can actually drive your bike or ride your bike into the museum.
Yes.
And from what I understand, you get points for every vase that you smash.
Oh, correction, please. No,
I thought it was just a nice night to ride your bike to the MIA.
Right.
Okay.
No?
No.
No? You don't, when you knock over sculptures, you don't get prizes.
Okay. No.
No.
Let's just make
that clear. Let's clarify
that. Whoa. Yeah. I'm like, my phone is ringing downstairs right now. I can hear it.
Better your phone than ours.
Okay.
All right. So, what's all going on with that?
There's all sorts of stuff. I mean, you can go inside and check out the finished design galleries, which have bikes and cool design bikes. You can look at how it works in Finland. They have these very cool public bikes there. Hmm. You know, like we have Nice Ride.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be live music from Southside Desire. You can check out hand-painted art bikes by Greg Rochester. There's going to be all sorts of stuff going off. And just, you know, it's just fun. It's playful. Let's get out and have fun.
Summertime. Ride your bike. Go
to
one of our major arts institutions. I know, man.
Yeah.
It's just total convergence of cool stuff.
Exactly. Perfect weather for it tonight, too.
I know. Then, Saturday, your next assignment for your playful weekend. The Creative City Challenge. This is that thing over at the Convention Center Plaza in Minneapolis where they have artists create some sort of space each year out on the plaza. This year, it's the Balancing Ground Stage, which is sort of a structure that's indoor and outdoor at the same time. You feel like you're in a building, but the walls are open. So it's a lovely place. And it's going to be hosting all sorts of fun stuff from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And there will be sort of call and answer things. There's going to be the Eclectic Ensemble. There's going to be Play from Scratch. Leonardo's Basement will be there. Arcade Backpack. There's going to be Electric Hopscotch. Temporary Table Tennis. It's all just fun and play.
It sounds
playful. Hang out on the Convention Center Plaza and play from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And then finally, your third assignment, which takes you into Monday. So I've got stuff from you from tonight through Monday night.
Nice.
Monday night is the second preview for this year's Minnesota Fringe Festival, which is...
Oh, that's huge.
And it's coming up soon.
Wow.
So if you want to get the extra edge on here's what I want to see, here's what's good, here's what's not good, you go to a Fringe preview and you get 3-minute excerpts from 30 different shows.
Oh, gosh.
So it is...
That's actually helpful.
It's like almost more than a preview.
Well, you know, when you're talking about the Fringe Festival, which is just so bursting with the choices to begin with, maybe this is kind of helpful and fun.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you get to see all these excerpts, and you can get a sense from 3 minutes, these people have got their stuff together. This is going to be good.
Not going to see that one.
Yeah. Well, that was a very interesting 3 minutes of my life I'll never get back. So it's a really great opportunity to preview all these different shows. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So that's Monday night, and that's at the University of Minnesota Rarig Center Thrust Stage. And it starts at 7 o'clock. and you'll see 30 different shows in 90 minutes.
Those are great. That's a great list of three choices there, Marianne.
Fun.
We expect
fun.
Nothing less from you.
Thank you.
All about fun.
When
Thank
does
you.
The Fringe Festival start?
The Fringe Festival starts on July 31st.
Okay,
and
so it is right around the corner.
It is right around the corner, and I will have more on that in the weeks to come.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
Exactly. Marianne Combs. So nice to see you. Thank you for coming in, as always, and being this blast of sunshine in our morning.
Artistic my pleasure,
sunshine.
Jill and Steve.
Hey, Marianne. Hey, Marianne.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
hey.
Jill.
Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog at mprnews.org and joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. We'll see you next time.